In light of the need for affordable housing, what strategies would you use to ensure it remains affordable? Because construction costs and developers' costs rising.
First response to this question, candidate Brian, you want them starting now?
Thank you. Well, I'm a fan of the rent-to-own program that's being investigated and looked at by the federal government. I think that is something that's affordable for us. As far as the developers, I would work closely with the developers, and they'd have to build 10 affordable houses, and then they can build their 20, whatever they want. But we have to work with the developers to get them to see the advantage and the benefits of doing rent-to-own homes or affordable, and affordable, yeah, I would definitely work with the developers to make sure that we have affordable homes, and I'd definitely be interested, very interested in the rental programs.
Second response, candidate Ferguson, you have 1 minute starting now.
Thank you. I'm going to approach this on the basis of our Affordable Housing Corporation, which was established 3 years ago, and is in the throes of developing affordable projects at the Wellington, the older Wellington Marina property, and hopefully at the Queen Elizabeth School property. Speaking to specifically the property in Wellington, which is going to be open for occupancy in mid-2024, the rent for a two-bedroom apartment there is slated to be about $910 per month. And the corporation will be maintaining the rent levels for the residents that move in, so they will be keeping a watchful eye on what the rents are and maintaining the affordability.
Third response, candidate Short, you have 1 minute starting now.
Well, if it's actually a deal that we're going to make with a contractor or a developer, we want to make sure that we lock them in so that the affordable rate would last for a minimum of 25 years. Otherwise, it's not affordable. We also have to be careful of the definition of affordable. The definition of affordable has been put forward as 30% less than market value, which still keeps the majority of homes out of reach of the wage earners in this municipality. So we have to make sure that we're dealing with actual affordable units. There are some things being done in Napanee right now, such as mini apartments, which are popping up. This is a good idea. These kind of ideas and out-of-the-box thinking is what it's going to take for us to develop and maintain affordable housing.
Final response to this question, candidate Payne, you have 1 minute starting now.
Well, to keep it affordable, you have to control your cost. And it could very well be basic concrete paint. And again, as somebody else mentioned, you need to have control on it, so as a tenant will do, that unit doesn't go up higher to a market rent, it stays locked in at that maximum increase of 5%, whatever it is, per year. And it has to stay locked in to keep it affordable.